everybody. Hi, Leo. Dr. Bill here. Hello, Leo.
We are on air.
We had a little minor connection problem.
Okay.
So, listen, Leo, we have more time if you want to go into hour number two.
I would like to have a break, though, in half an hour, because I have a business meeting in half an hour I have to attend. So I will be back with you then at the top of the hour, if possible, because I have to go for 20 minutes.
That'll be fine.
Okay, fine. So what do you want to discuss today? We have a lot of topics.
I'd like to start. I start off with Europe.
Sorry?
I'd like to start off with what's going on in Europe and the cabinet.
Of course, here in Europe, the current situation is that our own prime minister had a heart attack a couple of days ago. It was kind of camouflaged as a minor heart episode, but apparently he's in bad conditions. But that it's actually not so bad for us, as he was a very big supporter of Hillary Clinton. So he doesn't deserve our prayers. In any case, we are going towards the end of the month, and in 8 days we have this historical moment in which I am preparing with my team for these two events that will take place, one in Via Salustiana in front of the American Embassy and the other one in Palazzo Ferraioli, which is a very prestigious palace in front of the Parliament. As Trumpiani d'Italia, Trumpians for Italy, we are putting together these events, and I think we are probably the only ones in the world who are really reflecting what you're doing back in the States with this important moment, which is, of course, the oath of the president-elect. So yeah, we are very excited about it, and that is definitely on the top of our priorities at the moment. In regards to, instead, what's happening here in Europe, there is a lot of controversy in regards to what is really happening in America, because, of course, the voices of what happened with these accusations against Donald Trump from these files put together by a British agent and so on are causing controversy all over the place.
Yeah, you're talking about like the British agent that put out this false report that went through BuzzFeed and CNN?
Yes. Of course, this is at the moment something that a lot of people are just discussing everywhere. And I think even the average, the common man, you know, like the layman in the street is today conscious that Obama and his administration are really shooting their last, weaponry to try to ruin Trump in some way. They are not only sour losers, but definitely they are creating, they are trying to blockade in any way possible Trump's, well, I don't think they will manage, because now he's due to be president in only 8 days, so I don't think they can attempt anything else. But what's your take on that, on your side of the ocean?
Well, what I think is happening is the last final desperate moves to try to see if they can destroy Trump's move. For example, one of the things they did is Homeland Security. We did a very extensive review of this with Jim Fetcher and did a video yesterday that's getting a lot of hits. I think we posted it up yesterday on our Vimeo channel, on YouTube, on Minds, and on the Deagle Network. And just since we posted it late yesterday afternoon, we have 101 hits already on that one video, just on YouTube. And there's probably many more on our Deagle Network, probably several hundred. What I see happening is that the other side knows that Trump is going to destroy not just their connections and control of America, but the whole world. Because the Trumpian phenomena is spreading around the world, not totally to Europe, but to the Far East. Yeah. I expect inside, for example, the inside revolution that's cooking in China, and I've said this for several years, that China is more likely to have an internal revolution than even any Arab or other countries, because a lot of the young people are highly educated, many of them in America. They come back, they can't get jobs in China. For every job that's available, 9 people are qualified. They now try to use social media to even determine whether someone can get in if they are friendly to the Communist Party. The Communist Party is kind of having their final spasms, because most of the leaders in their 70s and 80s. And what I see happening is China is having a multi-pronged attack. They have an expanding military presence in the South China Sea. At the same time, they want to do business deals like Mr. Ma with America. So they're multi-tracking it. Ultimately, the military track isn't going to work because Trump will probably, instead of just having American weapons stationed in Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan, he's just going to hand them a bill and say, they're your weapons, but you better not fire them unless you are integrated with our Joint Chiefs of Staff. So China better watch it. And I think that in terms of trade, they're completely dependent on us. This idea that China can kind of do whatever the heck they please is ridiculous. And the young people there, they want to expand jobs. Mr. Ma, even though we have to watch him, wants a million more American jobs. So what I see happening is it'll be good for Italy, it'll be good for China, if Trumpianism spreads around the world, where we have stronger nation states where trade trumps the idea of war. Because the plan of Hillary Clinton and the globalists and the PNAC people was to march us toward war and kill most of us off in a global conflict. And this is an insane policy that not only was destroying Europe with financial fascism, where they won't even rebuild the towns that are knocked over by the earthquake in Italy, but the idea that people in Greece are jumping off the bridge there, the Taxis Square in Athens, because there's so much austerity fascism, people can't survive. They can't even sell their olive oil and their feta cheese, which they have an excess of because of controls by the Brussels people, the bureaucrats that run the European Union. It's nuts. It is, isn't it?
Absolutely. But also here in Europe, another big problem, of course, is George Soros, like he is everywhere else in the world.
Right.
But Hungary actually is planning to crack down on George Soros.
Yeah, we talked about that. That's good, too, because the fact that they're doing, I can't understand why he's still breathing our oxygen here in America. Hyperbole. Why is he breathing our oxygen? Why is he walking around free in upstate New York? Why is this man able to push MoveOn.org to show up at hearings and start having people yelling to the top of their lungs, like, you know, these epithets that are just obscene, you know, either at the cabinet hearings or whatever? It's not acceptable in a civil society to have this kind of foolishness going on.
Of course, you have to understand that, as we said in previous episode, George Soros is the man behind this aggressive campaign like never before against President-elect Donald J. Trump. And of right. course, I think he's even the prelude for trying to, in some way, ousting him out of office in right. the coming months. Right. So what I said also in the last episodes, we have to really look after the possibility of some kind of scandal or something that, of course, will be brought out in the open to delegitimize Trump's presidency. This is, of course,
well,
possible.
That's like this crazy one that came out in BuzzFeed. I mean, when I heard the story, I thought, now you people are completely irresponsible bringing out the story, which even BuzzFeed yeah. says their own editor said that they couldn't validate it. Why the hell were they doing it? Do they want to completely destroy the idea of any public media that anybody believes these idiots?
Well, I think that the public media are really showing also how they are a bunch of mercenaries. Just look into Megyn Kelly, her passage from Fox to NBC, and the way, you know, the way the whole thing works out. I think even everybody who is not even an expert on these topics knows that nowadays you can't trust.
I got a new term for you. Some of these, they call them info babes. I got a new term for Megyn Kelly. I call them an info whore.
Well, I mean, she actually is this kind of thing.
She's an info whore.
I mean,
let's call it what it is. And she proposes her looks and so on there. Like, hey, yes. Dad, don't you want to date me? And I'm thinking, you're saying vile and gross things while you're making these moves. It's like, this is not acceptable. This is like a violation of normal male and female interaction on the media. And then the way you say things, for example, the aggressive way she attacked Donald Trump, and she yes. was surprised that he came back at her. I'm like, what's wrong with this woman?
Yes, but as you see, these people are always ready to then give their agents, when they work for them, their own their own yeah. award. You know, passing on for an extraordinary amount of money to NBC is like paying her off for what she did. That is pretty clear.
Exactly, but you know the thing is, and this is where I applaud the young people. most, quote, millennials do not watch the media anymore at all. The people of the middle ages, let's say between 30 and 50, 55, they're basically going, we're done. This election cycle has destroyed the ability of the media to affect them. And when I saw this one, Ashton, whatever, I can't remember his last name, the guy that was yelling at Trump yesterday, and Trump said, not you, not you, your organization are fake news. And he kept yelling at him. And the new media director basically said, you know, if you do this again, you're going to be thrown out of the room. And he continued to do it. So what I see happening is you're going to start seeing town hall meetings, people online, for example, someone like yourself. You should be able to kind of, you know, be patched in and ask the question of the president. I want to see you asking questions of the president. Yeah, and the media people.
In Italy, I've been censored by the media in Italy since 2013 because I simply criticize the guy who is still in charge, who is working for Soros, who is a guy connected to the Clinton Foundation, who is the ex-president of Italy, Giorgio Napolitano, who is still controlling behind the scenes Italian politics in a mafiosi way because of his connection with the Democrats in the U.S. So I hope that this will change, that the situation will change.
I know it will. I can tell you. I'll tell you where what I think will happen. You'll have Fox News there. None of the other major news medias will have a spot at all. You'll have town hall meetings. You'll have online bloggers that are actually reasonable and treat, you know, the idea of being in journalism as a sacred trust. Part of the one of the primary pillars of a democracy is a proper operating media and journalism. Without proper journalism, you can't have a proper operating republic. You can't. People have to understand that. And what I see happening is people like yourself, people like myself and Tim Alexander, we need to be able to ask a question of our media person that can get it back to the president, so it's an open media. We can raise issues that are going to help move the nation forward. Because the wisdom of the masses given back through proper questions, because the regular media is not a proper filter. It's obvious with six big media are just kind of parroting literally the same stories and the same blather and the same lies. You don't have an open media asking questions that increase the intelligence of the we call it the administrative class. It basically degrades the idea that how the republic operates. And you know, someone like yourself asking a question from Italy that's a Trumpian, supporting Trump from Italy, you should be able to ask some questions of the media people at the White House press office, shouldn't you?
Well, I hope that something will change. We will see really after the 20th of January if we have really this great possibility or if we're going to be in a complete warfare with these idiots in the traditional media.
I think that he's just going to silence them. I can tell you right now that Spicer is just going to silence them. They're not going to have a seat in the room. They're just not going to be there. And they can have all the fit they want. They can have all the fit they want. They can literally have so much fit they literally die of spontaneous human combustion. But it's not going to make a damn bit of difference. Because as far as I'm concerned, roasts of the regular media need to be ignored now.
Well, they of course are doing such a bad job, but the problem is they're still these regular media are still instrument of the new world order.
Doesn't matter. I've got a full production studio with a custom-made supercomputer in my office. I can make video with 50 different guests around the world live right now today, and I can bring you on, and you can be in Italy doing a high production. Yes. I can put it on every platform, including our Deagle Network goes on. Dozens of video platforms, Vimeo, YouTube, Minds, etc. And in a matter of minutes, that information is all over the planet, including PowerPoints, video, live interviews, and multi-discussions where we have people all over the planet. So this idea that somehow they have the prescient control because they had technology that used to cost millions of dollars, it's not the case anymore.
Well, that's true. Definitely, the fact that we have gone down in price when it comes down to actually having such instruments makes it much more democratic.
Plus, we also have people that are informed. For example, you're a very informed person.
I tell you one thing, Doc, that is very important. Maybe people in America, they don't have this problem, but we in Italy, we have it. Because since the 6th or 7th of January, I think since the 6th of January in Italy, they have just moved a new law that makes it impossible for anybody to criticize politicians, even on Facebook.
Really?
Now...
I see. So now they're saying that if you criticize a politician, it's considered, what is it, fake news, or is it considered against the law? What's the story?
No. Now they're actually saying that it's actually going to be considered against the law. So,
are you kidding me?
It's restricting a lot the possibility of freedom of information that we have, that people like me have. I mean,
How about if you do your criticism from a foreign platform like here on our platform here in America? Because we still have freedom of speech.
Absolutely. I think that will be probably the only opportunity we have.
And you can also invite your colleagues. If you want to have more than one colleague and you do a multi-part interview, we can have 5, 10, 2, 3, whatever number you want, and we can just queue them up when you want to have a discussion, and we can have an open discussion. They can be in different countries. It doesn't matter.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, Leo. I'd like you to kind of kind of drought. What do you think the first 100 days will be like? I was watching some of the Senate hearings of General Mattis and Mike Pompeo, and very impressed. I mean, these guys are top-notch. But what do you think is going to happen?
Yes, I think the main thing here is if the military-industrial complex drags Trump into the war, they seem to force, to force on the American people against Russia. I mean, we don't have any interest in waging war against Russia as the West. We have interest in making Russia our ally to destroy the Muslim extremists and to stop this Muslim invasion of the West. I think that this is very important. But unfortunately, I already see some tendencies in even in what was said yesterday in the audition, I mean, of the various figures of the Trump, you know, the future Trump and government, that they want to, it seemed like they want to force this Russia enemy on Trump, even if he is more than willing to dialogue with Vladimir Putin. So let's see how independent he is in regards to these diktats, these orders that come from the military industrial complex. What's your point of view on that, Dr.
Well, it takes two to tango. During the 19th or 20th centuries, when you had sides that were, you had relatively similar weapon systems, and right now we have what's called a very significant asymmetry with Russia. Russia has a fairly large special forces, which is 275, but they have almost no army. They have no international bases. They've modernized their strategic rocket forces tremendously, and they've moved them now to Kaliningrad after we've moved our first strike theater air defense weapons on the Polish-Russian border. Russia cannot engage us on a multi-point or even invasive war. They can't. But they can take our Navy and put it at the bottom of the ocean with Yukons hypersonic cruise missiles and the Alexander, the Iskander, and super cavitation torpedoes. They can put Europe in grave danger because of the short and medium-range nuclear missiles, although we have missiles aimed at them as well. In fact, it's mutual assured destruction. Russia knows that. So Russia's not going to engage America. And they're not going to engage them now or even in the distant future. The same way with China. China is basically saber-rattling because they want to control the corridor of the South China Sea, primarily because they just want to make a deal with the Philippines to actually develop the oil there so they actually have a primary oil source. Their only oil source is actually one that the Rothschilds gave them in Iraq. So the China Oil Company became the fifth largest oil refining company in the world after we invaded Iraq and handed over the oil through the Rothschilds at a very special deal price to the Chinese to pump them up. So the globalists have been pumping up China for three decades. And China is completely dependent. In fact, I talked to one of my friends and contacts in CENTCOM just 3 days ago, and he told me, if we attack China, their economy will collapse in about less than 2 weeks. 85% of their economy is completely dependent on America. So the fact is there is only one superpower, and it's certainly not Europe. Europe would be decades away from becoming a superpower if it rose to become Fortress Europe. They can't unify to form a single army, nuclear force, or anything. And even their European satellite system, which is integrated with ours for incoming nuclear missiles, there's only one superpower, and that's America. And the problem is we've had deconstruction with Obama, who's not an idiot. This guy's an evil genius deconstructing America, but Donald Trump's going to reverse that. So what I see happening is, although there may be, you know, for public consumption, the saber-rattling that Russia's a bad guy, everybody's hacking. You know, I have some computer and some mathematical skills and knowledge, and I can tell you, when I talked to one of my guys at CENTCOM, he said one of his buddies is paid $800,000 per year just to hack the CIA, FBI, and other agencies in the government. The reason why they want it hacked is because the agencies want to be hackable. They want certain kinds of information to be cherry-picked by foreign powers, and other things are not, because they want to manipulate them with a certain level of information, and the only reason why they're allowing it is because they want it that way. So people need to understand the game is being played. It's a very dangerous game, but it's what they're playing.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that line scale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate line scale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find out that there are solutions for your health problems. I get the most convoluted, difficult problems on the planet where people consult me and physicians all around the world, and I provide solutions, and I provide ways of investigating. Even if we start off from scratch and don't know, we research, we investigate, we find the literature, and we move forward. I'll give an example. I had a interesting call. A lady, and I'll just read out part of her story. She has a grandson is 12 years of age with a pretty serious form of autism spectrum disorder. They call him a thumper, meaning he sits and tends to rock back and forth forcefully. Now, these children respond very nicely to the following. And again, you start up with level one, and you can move to level two. Level one is nutraceuticals. Cognition Plus, it's going to support brain chemistry. Brain Power, that's going to reduce oxidative stress. And to support acetylcholine metabolism, CDP or cytidine choline, uridine, which is acetyluridine, or uridine monophosphate if you're a fast acetylator, and you can determine that if the person has a 23andMe and Prometheus analysis of their genes, single nucleotide polymorphisms, because I can look at their SNP and tell them if they have actually polymorphisms that are going to predispose to autism, or if they're a slow acetylator, they need uridine rather than uridine monophosphate. Ultrathiamine B1, fat-soluble thiamine, extremely important. These three are going to raise choline levels in the hippocampus and the areas of the motor control areas and the rage control nucleus, and they're going to stop a lot of the behavior. Neurogen, because there's delayed in myelination. If you do a T1-weighted MRI scan, these children have delayed myelin sheath. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, which is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, and Gamma E+. This is level one. There's other levels to add to this that we can do, like cell detox, glutathione, et cetera, et cetera. The next thing that I recommend is mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy with ozone. And some of these kids, literally, within a week, they start speaking in sentences after receiving their nutraceuticals and ozone therapy, and they remarkably are improved. Now, autism, you can monitor with things like a quantitative electroencephalogram. You can do SPECT blood flow, brain scans. The QIG is probably the least invasive test. It's very easy to actually identify. There's also organic acid tests that can be done through labs like Genova Labs. Great Plains Laboratory with Dr. William Shaw that looks at intermediate metabolism disorders. And the signals and information that tells you if there's BOF or brain on fire, we can actually show those markers resolving. So when people say you can't do anything, it's because their doctor is ignorant, and I will make them non-ignorant. I'll give them the imaging studies that are available, their advanced radiological studies, the intermediate metabolism studies, the genetic studies, and the specific nutraceuticals that can modify their brain chemistry so that you can start to improve their behavior. And you need multiple technology, including probably transcranial morphogenic field therapy with lumen photon, setting number three. Again, you can use transcranial micropulse, which is a Schumann resonance to stimulate healing, micropulse bitemporal or just behind the ears. And hyperbaric oxygen is the most important one, along with the nutraceuticals with ozone, and a diet that's away from simple sugars, away from stimulants like Splenda, aspartame, and all these 29 different labels for MSG, because monosodium glutamate, or its glutamate agonists, also stimulate pathways that cause the behavior to deteriorate. So that gives you kind of a thumbnail. If you have a child with autism, whatever syndrome, whether it's Asperger syndrome, full-blown autism, autism spectrum disorder, just send me an email. I'll give you a basic protocol. Now, if you want me to review records, I will charge for my time to review medical records. But otherwise, it's all free. It's a service. It's a ministry. Next question we had is, I have a 17-year-old girl with very high cholesterol. Her cholesterol was 500. Now, you have to understand what drives cholesterol. Cholesterol is driven by blood insulin. This means this child, even if their blood sugar is normal, is probably hyperinsulinemic. If we measure fasting and 2-RPC blood insulin as well as sugar, her insulin's probably into orbit. She also is probably making fatty liver, which means her triglycerides are also elevated. She may have a low HDL cholesterol and high VLDL3. The first thing that we want to do is give her cod liver liquid, and I give her a double dose, 20 mils in juice in the morning. She needs to lower insulin, which is leptin metabolic, lower insulin than leptin. She needs to protect her arterial walls from the debris flying along that's going to actually stick to the wall and cause inflammation. That's omega supreme krill, diabetoline, because he's almost certainly diabetic or pre-diabetic, insulinemic. Even if her blood sugars are normal, her insulin's probably high. And CoQ10 Supreme, because the CoQ10 will coat the little globules of fat so they don't form what's called unstable inflammatory plaque. So that's the start. You do not want to use HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. She started to take them. She developed muscle myopathy. She stopped them because she started to get myopathic pain, which could be dangerous because if you get a myoglobinuria, you can actually destroy the nephrons of your kidneys and go into kidney failure, even as a teenager. So these knucklehead doctors that continue to push drugs that are dangerous, they need to be sued out of practice, okay? That needs to end. next is someone asked me about a question about a thing called a wave rider. And there's various people that are pushing this, including Dr. Klinghardt. What you have to understand is when you use stones, whether or not it's a wave rider or a quartz crystal and so on, a crystalline lamp, you're trying to create what's called a SAR blocker or white noise. It only reduces it somewhat. It's not going to really fix the problem. The problem isn't just that the harmonic radiation, which you can reduce if you go to less EMF and clean your house of sustainable low-frequency radiation by putting in stencilizers in your plugs. That's the best thing to do. And number two, turn off your Wi-Fi network at night so your brain gets a rest. And number three, use blocking agents. If there's, for example, a bank of these smart meters on your apartment building, you're likely to be getting fried on the other side of the wall. And if you have a neighbor that has one and you don't have a smart meter, make sure you put up a wall barrier, which I did some years ago. First thing is bitemporal micropulse during the night and during the day if you have really severe problems will actually regenerate what's called the Schumann resonance in the brain. There's a part of the brain, the base of the brain actually generates what's called the morphogenic resonance to actually create your organs in your body. So the brain doesn't just regulate hormones, it doesn't just regulate cognitive function or motor function, it actually regulates what's called a morphogenic gene regulator generator that sends down signals through the nerve fiber tracts as well as the collagen throughout your body. The Nutrimeds are going to protect you from oxidative stress, because remember, everybody's affected by electromagnetic radiation, but only about 35 to 50% have some symptoms, whether they're minor or severe. Cognition Plus is very important. Brain Power, Vinpocetine, NutriTrial to recycle your fat and water-soluble antioxidants. Extremely important, Power C Plus. Cell Detox Glutathione, because glutathione peroxidase activity is increased under oxidative stress. NutriDefense, which also has superoxide dismutase enzyme actually in it, and has the most powerful antioxidant in the world, the polyphenon catechin. And Cell Defense Plus, which is the special form of curcumin, the most important modulator of cytokines in the body. And we have the most powerful form of curcumin in a delivery system on the planet. So those are going to help dramatically reduce symptoms. The bitemporal micropulse is the one that, and I personally use it at night for sleep induction, but it's great for blocking the electromagnetic radiation. In 2011, November, when they put a smart meter on the outside of my studio, about 10 feet from where I'm sitting right now, I immediately went from being slightly insomniac to really, really bad insomnia, and the micropulse fixes it, okay? So I would say get a micropulse, take our new supplements. Calm Mind and Brain Mag is phenomenal. There's nothing like it, better than any oils or anything else. A little scoop a couple times a day and a double scoop an hour before bed. Don't sip it, chug it. Chug it over 3 to 5 minutes, and it'll calm you down, and it lasts all night long. So if you do take melatonin or melatonin time release, I usually recommend chew one, swallow one, or chew one, swallow two if you're having trouble with sleep, and you will sleep like a baby. And the Calm Mind Brain Mag are phenomenal. The Calm Mind, of course, contains in it some theanine, L-theanine, GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid, the actual neurotransmitter, and myo-inositol, which is a B vitamin that modifies not only blood sugar control but the autonomic nervous system. And the second is Calm Mind, which is magnesium L-threonate, which crosses the blood-brain barrier. No other magnesium form will do this. It has a little bit of magnesium glycinate malate, but the most important is magnesium L-threonate. So extremely important for stopping seizure activity, PTSD, anxiety attacks, insomnia, brain inflammation. In fact, a study is done on knockout mice that get Alzheimer's. They actually have a longer survival rate than normal mice by using the L-threonate form of magnesium. So it gives you an idea of just how powerful our supplements are. Anxiety. I tell people Calm Mind Brain Mag, and then the second one to add is Posinol. Posinol. I've reformulated it. 2 to 3 little tablets, 3 times a day, and you're laughing. So Calm Mind Brain Mag and the Posinol. If you have depression, we add Sem-Ethyl and Minerals Plus, because Minerals Plus are going to help to convert, especially things like molybdenum, helps to bioconvert neurotransmitters. So the next level up beyond Calm Mind Brain Mag, and Posinol is Sem-Ethyl, one sachet in the morning and one just after noon, say 1 o'clock, and your depression will lift. And it doesn't take days to lift. It literally lifts the same day. So you'll see your mood lift right away. And the other is Minerals Plus, a capsule twice a day, because the minerals are necessary for the tryptase and pyrrolase enzymes that convert amino acids to your antidepressant neurotransmitters. So that's important. If you don't have those minerals, the amino acid conversion can't occur. We had an interesting request. People say, well, do you know anything about inclusion body myositis? Yes. Inclusion body myositis is a mitochondriopathy where the mitochondrial function of the mitochondria in your muscle starts to get destroyed. First thing we want to do is turn off the inflammatory changes that occur in the muscle. So Inflamex, 5 caps twice a day. Cell Defense Plus, 2 caps twice a day to 3 times a day. Mitochondrial Catalyst, because remember, it's a mitochondrial dysfunction. And this is all the cofactors for mitochondrial support. Cell Detox Glutathione, which is the way better than NAC or N-acetylcysteine. This is far more powerful. And Collagen Max, which is not collagen. It's choline-stabilized orthosilicic silicon to reestablish the ultrastructure of the muscle fibers. NutriDefense, the most powerful antioxidant, as well as boosting the things to block Fenton reaction and other inflammatory changes. And for support of ATP and NADH levels, we have the NADH tablets, 1 to 2 tablets twice to 3 times a day, and D-ribose, 1/2 teaspoon, and I recommend it in the Sports Energy Light, which boosts your ATP production tremendously. And, of course, the next thing is NutriSilver, because we're dealing with probably, with inclusive body myositis, some degree of secondary infection, maybe triggering off the metabolic disorder. The next level, the level 2, is actually approach it as if an autoimmune disease or cancer, where we have anaerobic metabolism pushing cell changes. And that's where we get into malignant arrest, elagic acid and malignant block, myco-D2, which is our oncomycin, mushroom-based vitamin D2, leptin metabolic power C, full vitamin K2, and Nutritrala, because we're dealing with basically a hypoxic anaerobic condition that's triggering off a myopathic change to the muscles. So there's some degree of autoimmunity and genetic disorders all kind of mishmashed together. So the inclusion body myositis usually is progressive disorder over a period of many years. I had a gentleman who in Britain actually took Neutrodyne and said it flared up his rheumatoid arthritis. I'm thinking, you can't just take one thing and think you're cured. I don't know why people assume. They must be not listening to the program. Rheumatoid is a complex disorder. It's caused probably by Mycoplasma hominis incognita. It's been isolated from joint spaces for over 60 years. It creates an homologous antibody reaction that causes a rheumatoid nodule not only in the joints, but also can all be up in the hilum of the lungs, even be in the base of the brain. Inflamex is the first thing you take, 5 capsules twice a day, tendon mender and joint performance, 2 each twice a day. Collagen Max and NutriSilver to knock out the rheumatoid nodule mycoplasma. The next level, of course, is like we've talked about before. We approach the anaerobic metabolism. We've got to shut down what's called a hexose monophosphate shunt that supports energy metabolism in autoimmune disease and cancer. That's malignant arrest, elagic acid, malignant block, myco-D2, and leptin metabolic, and also a ketogenic alkaline diet. And you want to test with test strips to make sure you're slightly ketotic and alkaline. And that's where the vitamin C is extremely important, Power C Plus, to keep your body in an alkaline state. Let's see. We have lots of interesting... Okay, let's see. Here we are. We have someone that's got pretty significant problems with constipation, lower bowel plaque. They want to remove it. Colon cleanse, 1 to 2 capsules at night. Berberstatin to restore normal bowel health. NutriSilver, which is a 1 spray or 3 drops for 10 pounds body weight 3 times a day. NutriDefense, 2 caps 3 times a day. And Living Probiotic, 1 cap twice a day. That's a basic core program to kind of clean up lower bowel plaque. If you've got problems with proctocolitis, chronic low-grade inflammation, we recommend GastroHeal. And NutriImmune, which is immunoglobulins to coat the lower colon, and the anti-inflammatories, of course, which is Cell Defense Plus, and Inflamex, it'll reduce inflammation in the what's called the Hostra valves of Houston in the lower parts of the proctocol of the lower bowel. So, you know, you can have chronic proctocolitis as well. Let's see. Someone asked me about an oil that I'd recommend. I was like, look, you're much better off to use a Combine Brain Mega. It's much more powerful. It lasts a lot longer. Just take a little scoop of each, chug it, boom, you're going to be calm for 6 to 8 to 10 hours. And then repeat that a couple times a day and take a double dosage before bedtime. You don't need to go and wander off to take other things. This is far more powerful, more direct, and longer acting. Let's see. Someone asked about how to set up their QRMA machine. It's real simple. You download the software, but you have to have the encryption key in place or the QRMA machine doesn't work. When you get the file, it's a zip file. You simply attach it and send it. Don't mess around, do anything with it. Just send it along with your wellness history. For you or your relatives, first-degree relatives, it's all covered. And I will then do an analysis and tell you what to take or adjust in your protocol for nutraceuticals. But do send me enough history. If you have someone that's very sick and really complex, they may need a full consultation, because if they have serious health problems, heart, lung, cancer, whatever, I need to do a proper consult. But if it's basically, what do they need to take for basic health and don't have any major symptoms, just send me a wellness history form and tell me what issues they have, whether it's hypertension or arthritis or tendonitis, whatever, you know, minor things. But if it's complex, please actually purchase a full consultation. All the analysis of the QRMA results for you and your first-degree relatives are all free. And by the way, do not, and this is from all my patients there, if someone has a QR machine, do not go to someone and just get a QRMA and think that's sufficient. I do not recommend that you ever do a QRMA without my analysis on top of it or a metapathia. Do not do this, because you're not going to have the faintest idea what that test means. And you're going to make missed appropriations in terms of what supplements to take, what types of treatments to do. Always, 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 if someone is, say, trying to do a business with the QRMA or the metapathia, I need a consult. Don't do the test at all, because there's no consult involved. Don't. Back in just a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to nature'syouth.com. That's nature'syouth.com.
director of the NutraMedical Report. And we have some interesting requests. I mean, I get requests from all over the world, from patients and doctors. And again, you have to understand that functional medicine incorporates medicine, surgery, intensive care, radiology, toxicology, immunology, intermediate metabolism, genetics, epigenetics, quantum mechanics, biochemistry, chiropractic, massage therapy, herbology, acupuncture, everything you can imagine that involves and impinges on healthcare, including the environment, which includes persistent organic hydrocarbons, scalar radiation, geopathic toxic effects of the planet itself and the various structure of the geopathic structure of the Earth, everything. And if you don't understand that, for example, even when we go into orbit in near space stations at 300 or 400 miles above the Earth, there's a change in the Schumann resonance. So without that, your electrons aren't pushed to the outer orbital. It's called the Lin effect. And as a result, your metabolic pathways can slow down. You can also get tremendous loss of minerals so that you can lengthen 4 to 6 to 10 centimeters over a period of months in height. And you can get osteoporotic degeneration, loss of tensile strength of connective tissues. All kinds of stuff can happen. And people don't understand that the Earth itself generates a Schumann resonant frequency that actually supports our genetic expression. And that's why we have things like the micropulse. So my therapies involved everything. And that includes, I may recommend that you see a specific specialist. Maybe if it's too late and you need to have a Dacron graft because you've ready to burst your aorta or a blocked artery. But we try to avoid that if we can. In many cases, if we catch the illness early enough, we can actually avoid it. And if you have cancer, I strongly recommend things like the Brzezinski Clinic, which we'll be bringing on Dr. Brzezinski and his son again to talk about the antineoplastins and gene-based cancer treatment and possibly even get some of the clinics that are involved with gene-based testing, like the one in Cambridge, Massachusetts. They can take a biopsy or blood test. I've been using for now, must be 25-plus years, a clinic in Germany that has started the initial piloting and research on the use of a gene-based cancer treatment. And they were using flow cytometry to separate cancer cells and then testing the genetics of the cancer cells against various off-label use of drugs to switch the genes back to normal. And I had an interesting discussion last night with Dr. Ron Klatz, who's the founder of A4M, because I'm working on my lecture and video and PowerPoints on my model of what aging is. And my model is completely different than any other model put by any other doctor in history. And I'm certain that I'm correct. I've been working on this now for soon approaching half a century, and soon approaching actually 40 years, but it's pretty soon going to be half a century. And I first gave my lecture 35 years ago on phonon maser cytogenetics, and you need to understand that my model is based on quantum theory. It can be validated with spectral analysis of microcircuits in the body because the body is a hierarchical set of microcircuits. That's why, for example, you can have rheumatoid antibodies and T lymphocytes that can attack a joint, but the left knee won't have any electrical circuits, therefore it's not attacked, but the right knee does. So when I talked to Dr. Klatz, I said, you know, what is aging? Aging is information. Aging, you die with the same genetics you're born with. And the same with disease. If you don't understand disease is, in a sense, an informational disorder, if you don't understand it's a biochemical and scalar disorder, if you don't understand that we can intervene at multiple levels of the genetics, epigenetics, intermediate metabolism, and information, then we can actually modify disease and actually extend human lifespan. And we're on the edge of what I call zero senescence, which means in our generation, in the next 5 to 10 to 20 years, disease will be slain and aging will cease to be an illness of the elderly.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.